The Sloppy Sorting Hat is a podcast that includes adult language and content, as well as spoilers from your favorite TV shows, movies, and books. It is also a zero-budget production that may sometimes have weird audio quirks. You have been warned, and this is your last warning.
It's the Sloppy Sorting Hat.
Welcome to the Sloppy Sorting Hat. This is a podcast where we sort characters from our favorite movies, books, and TV shows. But because the hat and we are a little sloppy, we will most likely get it wrong. I'm Mish.
I'm Danny.
And I'm Amanda.
We've got theories, mashups, and a special spooky juice.
We are about to get strange and unusual during this episode. We might even do a bio exorcist. That's right, we are sorting Beetle Guy.
Practical magic. What?
We are sorting Beetle Guy. Beetle what? Liar. That Beetle Guy. Beetlejuice.
No, we're sorting practical magic, right?
No. Niche, we're sorting Beetlejuice.
Oh, shit. I prepared for practical magic.
I guess you're just going to have to wing it.
I guess so. Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Save your script for next year. We'll do practical magic then.
Yeah, I guess. All right. Fuck.
Good luck.
Didn't everybody vote for practical magic?
No. The Instagram people said Beetlejuice.
Well, fuck them.
But I actually voted for practical magic.
Michelle also voted for practical magic.
I think we were the only ones.
All right, but first we do need to get sloppy.
Ready, Fred? Ready, George?
Bottoms up.
So for this segment, I conjured up a cocktail and I'm calling it the Drapple Cider Margarita. That's right. This cocktail is for Draco and his apple. Again.
We love Drapple on
our
this podcast.
Favorite ship.
Their favorite ship, ship hooray. And, you know, they need to celebrate the fall harvest, so there's some cider. It includes tequila, apple cider, cinnamon apple, simple syrup that I made myself, and a little squeeze of lime and orange. And I garnished it with an apple, orange, and lime slice. And it tastes like tequila and apples. Yeah. So I think I did a good job.
Oh.
And
good for you.
Good for me. It's not bad if you add extra cider and you mash the tequila a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you use good tequila, which I did not, it would probably be better.
Why would you?
Because why would I spend money on expensive tequila that I'm never going to drink?
Exactly.
But it does taste like tequila and apples. And if you want, you can go to our Instagram at sloppy.sorting.hat for the recipe and a photo.
I'm excited to see this photo. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
We got a Snapchat from Adam of Danny taking this picture over the weekend. I think it was over the weekend.
I thought she was taking a picture of ants.
It was a really, really good Snapchat convo because we were wondering what the heck she was doing. She was laying on the ground, everybody. It was weird. But we love it. Got to get those angles.
Got to get those angles.
Got to get those angles.
All right, anyways. All right,
Mish, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a wine that I actually bought at the Biltmore Estate in Asheville, North Carolina when I was recently there. It is an orange muscat. And did you say ew?
I was going to say an orange muscat?
Yeah, an orange muscat. An orange muscat? How do you pronounce it?
Oh, I don't know. I thought a musket was like a gun.
I thought it was a gun too, but that's why I think it's cool. It tastes like an orange gun.
M-U-S-C-A-T. Muscat.
Oh, it's a musket grape, I think.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Yep, I know what you're talking about.
I don't know anything about wine.
It's a white wine.
Yeah, we learned about this in the Smoky Mountains. Remember they used the musket grapes?
Yeah, exactly. The big grapes. I do remember that now.
Okay.
And it's really good. So I bought a whole bottle of it after the wine tasting. And I thought, you know, why not open it for this kind of reinvigoration of the podcast to celebrate? And I might drink the whole bottle.
Nice.
You might as well.
Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
That's really good. Amanda, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a beer that I bought at Giant Eagle across the street from me.
So convenient.
It is a cider, actually. It is the Pumpkin Cider by Ace. I think it's made in California because it has California on the bottle. It is 5% and it tastes like a pumpkin cider.
Nice. It knows what it is.
Yes.
5 out of 5. No notes.
All right. Well, while we get sloppy, let's play Eerie Theory.
You're not going mad. You're just as sane as I am.
So I do have a theory. It's pretty interesting. I don't think we've used it yet. Hopefully.
Well, we'll find out.
I was not about to go through all the podcasts and figure out what eerie theories we used. So this one's pretty funny, though. So there is a theory out there that, you know, the chocolate frogs, how they have the cards.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know how Dumbledore's on one of the cards? It's like collecting the cards. Well, there's a theory out there that he's using those cards to gather information, and it's like a part of some secret web. And they're using the cards to spy on people.
Oh, that's really cool. We have not talked about this theory yet. So that's,
I know, isn't that cool?
Interesting.
I know, it's very unique. Obviously.
Are there any examples that people have thought of?
No.
No, it's probably that. Yeah, that would be kind of hard. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah, so I think the premise is, like, Dumbledore's, like, on the card, and, like, he's actually live on the card listening to people talk and, like, gathering information and getting secrets, which I think is pretty
cool. Yeah, because Ron says he can't stick around forever or whatever in the first film. I don't remember if that happened in the book, but I assume it did. So, yeah, he's there, and he might as well listen. He does like gossip.
He definitely likes gossip. He's a gossip girl, for sure.
Or are we sorting Gossip Girl? I just finished it.
Oh, I've never seen it. Should.
Oh, okay, we should probably just stick with Beetlejuice then.
Yeah, I think we should. Well, if we're going to change to anything, I think it should be to Practical Magic, as I've previously stated.
That's a really cool theory.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. Maybe I can find more information on it and probably never talk about it again, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love it. But I know there's other cards. I wonder if those people are also gathering information.
Ooh, that's an interesting thought.
Yeah. Like, is there a Voldemort card? I don't know. We only ever see Dumbledore's, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe Nicholas Flamel.
Oh, yeah. He could be gathering information just because.
I think he's just gathering gossip. He's just living so long that he just needs to hear what everybody else is doing.
Yeah, he's bored.
Yeah.
He needs something to do. All right, well, that was a fun one.
So, I mean, what in the course of the history of the Weasley world could this have impacted?
Well, first, the person has to buy a frog. So this is probably mostly children or people like me who love candy.
Mm-hmm.
So
you love candy.
Yeah. So it probably could have changed some stuff in the dark times, maybe. Dumbledore knew where, like, Peter Pettigrew was or something.
Yeah, well, I think it's, like, the kiddos getting the cards and, like, them leaving the cards around of the parents.
like, Peter was, like, you know, eating a chocolate frog.
And Dumbledore knew. They just knew that that was Peter.
Where Lily and James were going to be hiding and held safe. I don't know.
Probably, okay. I think that's how he knew Snape was actually good.
Yeah, that's how he knew for sure. Yeah.
All of Voldemort's secrets, definitely Dumbledore knew from the cards. For sure.
Oh,
it's great. They actually all make sense if you really think about it.
Definitely. That's how he knew that Snape loved Lily.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
That's how he knew Snape loved Lily. And that's how he knew he was really good.
He was eating a chocolate frog because he was sad.
And he was
just talking about it to himself.
He's crying. He's weeping. He's eating a chocolate frog. He's like, I love Lily so much, but she loves That Potter. That Potter.
You know, I think it's canon.
Definitely canon.
Okay, well.
Good one, Amanda.
I love it. That's a great one, yeah.
Thanks.
All right.
Shout out to Reddit.
I don't think we've ever shouted out it to Reddit.
As always, shout out to Reddit. All right, guys, you know what time it is. It's time for Midnight Margaritas. Wait, sorry. That's from the script that I can't use. It's time for some handbook of the recently deceased / sorting.
When I call your name, you will come forth. I shall place a sorting hat on your head, and you will be sorted into your houses.
I'll go first. I'm sorting Otho. Okay. Otho is a guy.
I think it's pronounced Otho.
I'm sorting Otho. And you might be thinking you know where I'm going to sort him, but I'm going to surprise you by sorting him into, it is a man, right?
Yep. Uh-huh. It is.
I am going to, you might think I would sort him into Ravenclaw because of his hairstyles. Analysis, his hair analysis. But I'm actually going to sort him into Gryffindor because it's really brave to reinvent your career after the after you were a leading paranormal researcher, but then the bottom dropped out in 72. So I think it's really brave that, you know, that failed, but then he reinvented himself and went to school for chemistry potentially after that, not sure on the timeline, and now he is a narcissist, and that's really exciting for him.
Are you getting your information from wikifandom.com?
Yes, that is exactly where I'm getting.
Shout out to wikifandom.
Shout out to wikifandom. Saving my ass.
Well, I agree with all of that, because how can you disagree with Wiki fandom?
It really sucked when he showed his true colors as a coward. Whoops. Whoops. Wrong sorting again. Oh, that's sloppy. We're sloppy here.
We're very sloppy.
Dean, what do you think of that sorting?
You know, I thought that was pretty good. I didn't remember any of that about him from the movie.
The hair thing I didn't understand, but
I thought he was very fashionable.
Some of it could be from the animated series. It's unclear.
Or even the musical, maybe.
Yeah, potentially.
The bottom dropped out. What does that even mean? He's not that important.
I thought he was great. He was definitely the comedic relief.
For sure, yeah. I love the part. He tries to, like, do a seance, and
yeah,
it works.
It worked, yeah. I love the part when Beetlejuice takes off his suit and puts a blue suit on him, and he freaks out. That part's funny. I couldn't figure out why, but then I realized it was a fashion thing, right? Because he didn't like blue suits, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. He's very fashionable.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, definitely agree with Mish / Wiki.
I mean, Wiki didn't put him in Gryffindor. Michelle did, and I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree, Gryffindor, for sure.
Oh, thank you.
That is where you put him, right?
Yes.
Very good.
All right. Well, are you guys ready to move on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have Miss Argentina, but Danny said I could pick anyone else. So I picked three people.
Oh,
wow.
So this is a very quick sorting of three different characters. The first one, the dog in the beginning. Not very self-aware, caused an accident, then jumped off the board, causing the main characters to die, and ultimately making this movie. The dog is the real MVP. Doggo is going to Ravenclaw for being so clever and knowing exactly what to do in this movie. Miss Argentina, nice. I did sort her because it's on the script. She's a know-it-all gaslighter, trying to make Barb and Adam feel bad for needing help only after 2 months of being dead. Gets very annoyed by doing her job, knows that death is very personal, would have done things differently if she'd known. Obviously, Ravenclaw for being the know-it-all. And then the big bad sandworm, Slytherin, because it looks like a snake.
Okay. Agreed. Does look like a snake. A scary one.
I thought it was a snake. And then later in the movie, they said it's a sandworm. And I was like, damn it. I'm still going to say it's a snake.
And Slytherin fits.
Yeah. Slytherin definitely fits.
Very good. I agree with all of those sortings, and I'm glad that you did a quick sort, especially for the dog. I should have just given you the dog. I do give you lots of animals to sort.
I do like animals. That's why I took the dog.
Very good.
Is the best part.
The best part. When he causes him to drive off a bridge.
He creates the movie unknowingly and very self-unaware. Unaware.
And he lived. So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm gonna live. I'm gonna kill you guys. I'm gonna jump off this little tiny board. It's such a weird part of the movie, but it works.
Yeah. All right. Up next, we have Juno.
I agree.
Thanks, Misha.
With Juno being next.
Yeah, I do. Yep.
And Juno is old and wise, so she's going to Gryffindor. She is chivalrous and thoughtful as she helps all those old dead people and, like, a whole football team. Some of those dead people are kind of scary looking, so she's also really brave. And she has a lot of reckless ideas, like creating Dante's Inferno for Beetlejuice and encouraging Adam and Barbara to haunt people and, like, tell them to make really scary faces. Really creepy. But most reckless is telling Adam and Barbara not to work with BJ, knowing full well when you tell someone not to do something, they're definitely going to do it. Which they did. So, Gryffindor.
Yeah, I like this sorting.
Yeah, me too.
She's funny.
Plus she smokes, and that's risky.
Yeah.
She smokes.
Very risky.
I think everybody in this movie smokes.
Yeah, everybody's smoking in every scene, if I remember correctly.
She is so funny when she's talking to the football players and they're like, I think we're dead, and he's like, how'd you guess.
She's very sarcastic.
She's very sarcastic.
Love it.
And I love a sarcastic person. I really
love a sarcastic queen. Yes, we just love
that's
it.
Right, I do. That's right.
She's great. So Mish.
Yeah.
Do you know who Delia is?
I do know who Delia is. Okay. She is
the best.
The best. simply the best, I think I said about her. I think that the guy sang a little cover of that song about her in this movie. So again, I think you may be thinking, where do you think I'm going to sort her? And you'd be wrong. You know? So I think I'm going to sort her into Hufflepuff. And here's why. I think early on in the film, you know, she sucks, right? she's very self-centered. She's focused on like what she wants the house to look like, and she doesn't care that, you know, she's making Lydia and her husband's lives worse, and she just, you know, really doesn't care about anybody but herself. But I think the experience throughout the, you know, everything with the Beetle guy, she kind of figures out that she was not very good, and like later on at the end of the movie, she's improved herself. You know, and she's become a much better wife and stepmother, right? So I think for that reason that I have seen as I'm skimming this wiki fan page, that she, She belongs in Hufflepuff. I swear to God, I have watched this movie. It's just been so... It's been many years.
Understandable. I watched it for the first time in probably 20 years.
Don't know. I think I watched it for the first time.
Yeah, I definitely saw it when I was a kid, but I don't remember much about it.
Listen, she is played by, obviously, by Catherine O'Hara, who is...
Fabulous,
amazing. I know she's great in this role. I wish I could do a little bit better job of doing that justice, but I just actually don't remember a single word she utters in the film. But I know she's great. So what do you guys think about Hufflepuff?
Yeah, I like Hufflepuff mainly because of her art. When I think of Hufflepuff, I don't think that they're good at art.
That's true. We're not good at it.
And she's so just awful at art.
Mm-hmm. But she works really hard on it.
She does. And she's just like so unbothered by every single person in this movie, in her life, I guess. Like, and it just works for her. And she's just very loyal to herself. So I really like Hufflepuff in that sense. And also just that the scene where she's singing Deo. This might not be a Hufflepuff thing, but Catherine O'Hara it's Catherine O'Hara, right?
Yes.
She's so good in that scene. Oh my God. She's so great.
Yeah.
She's just a
she nails it.
Phenomenal actress. So shout out to her. Come to this podcast.
Come to the podcast.
We'd love to have you.
Please come on our podcast.
Yeah, she's a great character. Very funny. Because she is kind of narcissistic, but I definitely agree with Hufflepuff that she is loyal to herself, but she's also loyal to the house. Like, she is not leaving this house, despite how much she hates it. She will make it beautiful for herself.
Yeah,
she does.
She's going to put in that work.
Yeah.
Well, she's going to tell people to put in the work. She's just going to give orders.
She puts in the mental work.
Yeah. And that's important too. And mental work.
That's the most important. The mental load is the most important.
Yeah.
Love her. She's just great in this movie. But now I need to go watch Home Alone because every time I see Catherine O'Hara, I just have to go watch Home Alone.
And then you obviously have to watch Schitt's Creek.
Oh, yeah.
So that we can obviously all podcast it.
Yeah, we definitely should podcast Schitt's Creek.
Okay, I'll watch it. I've watched some episodes here and there, so it's so good. I do really like it.
That's very funny.
Okay, up next we have Charles. I think Charles is a Gryffindor because I think that he likes to take some big risks. So first he leaves, I think it's New York City, to move to a weird, creepy house. I think that's a big risk. Also, taking Delia out of the city, big risk. At one point, he says, Delia, look at that kitchen. You're finally going to be able to make a decent meal. Funny, but also, damn, that was a big risk to say that to Delia. He likes to birdwatch, which is risky because when he realizes he likes to birdwatch, he might hate himself.
Oh, damn.
But he really does try to be involved, and it always ends up with him getting a jump scare, which I think... just generally is a Gryffindor trait. So
you do get jump scared a lot.
Yep, I do, and I'm a Gryffindor. So he's going to be in Gryffindor.
Yeah, plus this guy is Mr. Rooney.
Yep.
From Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And this character kind of sucks in this film as well. Not that it has anything Gryffindor about it, but I think he was kind of typecasted back in the 80s.
Definitely, I can see it for sure.
Was this in the 80s?
I don't know.
I think so.
Misha, you're on Wiki Fandom. It should be on there.
Oh, yeah. Let me look. Wiki Fandom 1988. Says
it's 1988. A year older than me. Nice. So anyway, he was typecasted back in the 80s. I stand by that comment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honestly, yeah. I was trying to get more content for Charles, but as this movie went on, and it's only an hour and a half, guys, as it went on, I just lost interest, and I still don't understand what the ending's about, but I've watched it 2 times.
The end is about how we all come together as a society because we all face the same challenges, and that brings us, you know, in trying to face those challenges, that brings us together, like, as the human race, you know?
In the ghost race.
Ghosts are...
That was way too deep for this weird-ass movie. No. I don't agree with that.
Human race and ghost race.
There's no way that this movie was about that. There's no freaking way. It was about Tim Burton being a weirdo, and it worked.
That's true. All right, I'm up next, but before that, I'm going to slither in.
Slytherin!
Ooh.
Nice.
I know. I'm slithering in with the Market Garden Brewery, Franklin Castle. Hmm. It's pumpkin spice ale, so very, you know, on trend with Halloween. And it's 7%. So.
Oh, yeah. If anybody didn't know yet, this is our Halloween episode.
It is.
Happy Halloween.
We come back just to do the Halloween episodes every year, and that's it.
That would be funny.
No, we're going to get on a more regular schedule.
Yes, we are, for sure.
Psych, we're never going to do this again.
Well, that took a turn.
All right, I'll go ahead and sort Barbara.
Okay.
Barbara is kind of a badass, so she's going to the Babe House because, I mean, it's Gina Davis, right?
Yeah.
Yes. She starts off the movie, and it's apparently 6:30 in the morning, and she's, like, super chipper and ready to make out on the couch, and then she kicks Jane out for being obnoxious, and then she drives off a bridge. Hufflepuffs are happy, they're affectionate, mm-hmm. know how to put people in their place, and we mm-hmm. like to drive. Mm-hmm. So, Tracks. Then she quickly figures out they're dead. She also can pronounce the word deceased. And she punches a sand monster. And those are also Hufflepuff traits.
Yeah, definitely. Tracks.
Comedy is very important for Hufflepuffs. And she was mm-hmm. the mastermind behind the iconic dance scene.
Yeah, the dance scene?
Not the, like, the dance scene.
Okay.
Dayo.
Mm-hmm.
But most Hufflepuff of all, she was super nice to Lydia.
I think she just wanted a daughter or a child.
Yeah, for sure. But she was a better mother than Delia.
Well, that's not hard to do. Anyway.
That's true.
That is good. I like Barbara. She, can we just circle back to the whole 6:30 in the morning thing? Because, like, no freaking way.
Right. I can't even get up before 7.
Yeah, and it's, like, so sunny in the house, and it's, like, no.
Yeah, I was watching, I was like, this doesn't make sense. This movie is already starting off with, you know, the impossible. 6:30 in the morning, super bright, and they're, like, gonna make out on the couch. None of that makes sense.
None of it. No, I would never do any of that.
I wouldn't either.
I would never make that.
You guys are in Hufflepuff, so. And you wouldn't do it.
Absolutely.
No, actually, I feel like Danny would do that.
I'm way too lazy.
But you'd be up that early. Up.
You are pretty lazy.
I do not get up at 6:30 anymore. I have a hard time getting up before 7:30. I'm just so tired. Aww. I need my 9 to 10 hours of sleep.
So females are supposed to get that much sleep, by the way. It's our hormones.
Females?
Females.
What are you, a man on a podcast?
She's mansplaining sleep to me.
Females, yeah. Actually.
When I do actually need it, and that's why I do it, and I don't get up and work out.
And that's important.
Sometimes I just lay in the bed and watch TikTok instead.
So are we sorting you, Danny?
Oh, no.
You're Hufflepuff?
So Hufflepuff.
She's a cool lady.
She is. It obviously was not her idea to do the ghost sheets. Because, like, no, that was definitely Adam's idea.
Yeah.
Because Barb was too smart for that.
Agreed.
And then calls Adam out on how silly it is. So
she is. So she does a very elaborate dance scene at the dinner table.
Which was really cool. Iconic. Yeah. It's cool. If there's one thing that you remember from Beetlejuice, it's that dance scene.
Absolutely.
Right, Mish?
Absolutely. Can't forget it. You want me to sort Adam?
Yes. Yeah.
It's weird he's on the list because I feel like we sorted him in our anniversary episode, but I do still feel very strongly that he is in Slytherin, you know, and he is the father of my nephew Leo. So I hate to say anything negative about him, but he is very sneaky. He's very schemey, you know? So I'm sticking with Slytherin, but what do you guys think?
Well, yeah, for sure. He's
that is his actual house. So
yeah.
We can't take him out of Slytherin, that's for sure.
I agree. I don't know why you put him in the middle of the list for Betelgeuse.
Such a good question. Why did I? It was for my own scheme. To hear what you thought about him.
I guess I like him, but you could have done better. No, I'm kidding. Okay. I realize there's a character named Adam in Betelgeuse.
Oh, what a joke.
So if I go over to the Wiki fan page. kind of a dum-dum.
Yeah.
Right? It sounds like he's kind of a dum-dum. But an artsy dum-dum. So we're going to put him in Ravenclaw because he likes fiddling with his little models. You know, his little models of his hometown. And even though Barbara's the one who's driving the car, I'm pretty sure it's his fault that they died.
The dog's fault. We already went over this.
Right. But also Adam, it's Adam's fault somehow.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he might have said, there's a dog.
Right. Yeah.
You I don't think he just swerved. It's like, why are you so shocked by, like, have you never seen a dog before, dude? But I mean, like, comes up with the brilliant plan to just scare them out of the house and then they'll live peacefully in their Victorian house forever. Except, dude, like, they'll just sell it to another family. Fucking dumbass. Like, how's that gonna, you have to make peace with the people that you're living with. You can't just, like, drive family after family out of the house. What the fuck is this? What's the name of that? Amityville Horror? No, I don't think so, dude. So, Gryffindor? What did I say? Ravenclaw.
Yes, Ravenclaw.
Because he's dumb.
Heard that.
He also believes in Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
I remember that as well.
He can't read. He thinks deceased is diseased. Mm-hmm. So obviously dumb.
Yeah. He thought it was heaven. And Barbara was like, no, heaven wouldn't have this much dust.
Oh,
she's
so
smart.
True.
He's a dumb.
That's why they work together.
Yeah, opposites, I guess.
And he saves that spider in the beginning, which dumb move. Why would you save a spider? I cannot believe that this movie starts off with a freaking spider, by the way. God, I almost turned the stupid thing off, and I was like, nope, not watching it. Sorry, guys.
You should have just hid your eyes behind the pillow from the scary parts, Amanda.
I should have what?
Hid your eyes behind the scary parts.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it happened suddenly. I didn't think that it would have been in the first scene, but it was.
But it was.
Mish, you remember the spider scene?
No.
Is Adam Alec Baldwin?
Yes.
He's A. Baldwin.
Yeah, they all look the same.
I did not know that. It's like unrecognizable in this movie.
He's very young. It was 1988.
He cute.
Yeah.
He's cute in this movie.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, up next I have Lydia. I feel like Lydia's very relatable. Her whole life is a dark room, one big dark room, and I agree, mine is too.
Oh.
I also wouldn't be scared of random ghosts walking around in $300 sheets, because that's a normal thing that happens. She is strange and unusual and same. And I think we all want a weird song dance number at the end of one of the weirdest movies of all time.
Absolutely.
Right? Don't we want that? Yep. But really, I think she is very loyal to Barb and Adam to the point where she wants to be dead with them and is willing to marry Beetlejuice. So I think she ultimately belongs in Hufflepuff due to her loyalty.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. She is weird.
Oh, she's so weird, which is why I thought it would be so funny to put her in a Hufflepuff.
Because Hufflepuffs are weird? I mean, I guess a little bit. I haven't met a weird one yet, but...
No, they're not weird at all. Not at all. You guys are completely normal.
I'm very normal. How dare you?
I like Lydia's character.
Yeah, me too. I loved that first dinner scene in the new house where she's like wearing the veil over her hat and her face. So freaking funny. I too am strange and unusual.
I remember her hair. It was very weird.
That is true.
It is weird. Yep.
Also remembering the way she looked in the animated series for some reason.
Is it because you're looking at a picture of it right now?
No. I actually not. It's funny because, like, in the animated series, Lydia and Beetlejuice are friends, right? And then, but in the, originally in the movie, he's the villain.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. The villain.
So it's really, it's just kind of like it's sort of strange.
He's a weird villain. I know that we're not at Beetlejuice yet, but he's just a weird villain. Because
he's weird.
I don't know the whole thing. Yeah, the whole thing.
Well, you know they're coming out with Beetlejuice 2.
I just heard this. Justin told
and
me.
And the hair. Oh, like I'm pretty sure Winona Ryder still has to use that hair. I think I saw a photo of it.
Oh, good.
So the weird hair will be back.
Thank God. Let's the man himself.
Yeah, let's sort
of. Also, we've said it way more than 3 times.
Totally.
Oh, he's here. He's at my house.
Oh, he's with you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was wondering if
we're chilling.
Manda, I would have so much respect for you right now if you came in with a Beetlejuice impression. You pretended to be Beetlejuice.
That'd be so hard.
I don't think I can do that, although I do love Michael Keaton.
It's showtime. All right, Beetlejuice.
Say it one more time.
I already did. He's going to Ravenclaw.
Oh.
He creatively made up a profession of bioexorcist, removing humans from dead people. This is just basically extreme haunting, and he's pretty good at it. Like, that snake was super creepy. I would have left that house immediately. I do not know why they stayed. But he was also kind of a dick. Tickling, messing with skirts, kissing, and tricking Lydia into marriage is pretty gross. Mm. And he also had terrible dance moves. So, gross. But you have to give him credit for his very clever commercial, which caught Barb and Adam's attention. He will swallow anything you want him to swallow.
Same.
And he's willing to possess himself. Great selling points. Unfortunately, though, no one knew how to pronounce his name, so it was a really big waste of advertising dollars, if you ask me.
That's true.
Ravenclaw.
Okay.
Classic Ravenclaw wasting advertising dollars.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And
just assuming that people know how to pronounce your name.
Yeah, I think making up a random career for yourself, like this or like influencer or whatever is very Ravenclaw move.
Definitely an influencer. That's so funny.
It's basically what he is.
Basically an influencer. Just
I know.
In one geographic location at a time.
I know. I just think that's such a funny comparison. I never thought of it like that.
I started wearing stripes immediately after seeing this movie, just because he was wearing them. Like, he didn't even have to say anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Same.
I'm wearing stripes right now.
Yeah. We're matching, Beetlejuice and I, right now. He's wearing his stripes. I'm wearing mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're together, him and I.
Yeah, I'm there too.
I'm not.
Oh, okay. Danny's wearing polka dots. She refused to be influenced.
That's right. I love polka dots. I was influenced by Minnie Mouse.
I could make a strong argument for Slytherin because he is
evil.
He who must not be named.
Well, he can be named twice. Unlike Voldemort, he can be named twice.
I just like it, that scene where, what's her name? Juno's like, or I think, yeah, it was Juno when I think it was Barbara said Beetlejuice and she's like, shh, don't say his name. And I was like, oh my gosh, he's Baldy. He's officially Baldy in that moment.
That's true. Instead of he who must not be named, he is he who must not be named a third time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Such a good point.
That's a good point. That's a good argument for Slytherin. I might be teetering over to Slytherin. So it's a little too obvious for this podcast because he is, again, the villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he does turn into a snake, so...
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true. You know, that's true.
And it is creepy, so maybe we should just put him on Slytherin.
Hey, all right. I'm done.
I'm cool with that.
Change approved.
Thanks, guys. All in favor, say aye.
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 Nice.
Aye, aye.
Aye, aye.
So I actually didn't even know that Beetlejuice was played by Michael Keaton. And I love Michael Keaton. He reminds me of my boss. They just look alike.
What? Is your boss more of a Beetlejuice or more of a Batman?
No, more of a founder. Have you guys seen The Founder?
No.
No.
The McDonald's movie?
What? The McDonald's movie?
The guy who founded McDonald's.
Oh.
Oh, it's a great movie.
I don't watch documentaries. I don't like to
It wasn't a documentary.
It's definitely not a documentary if Michael Keaton's in it. You think he just plays random McDonald's fan who met the founder once? Like, it's clearly not a documentary.
Does it change the fact that I don't watch them?
Oh my god.
Okay, well, I highly recommend that movie. Anyways, I was talking to Justin, or actually I went out to dinner with some of my friends last weekend. Oh. I know, I have friends, crazy. Well, and we were talking about my boss, and I was like, oh yeah, my boss looks like Michael Keaton. And then Justin was like, oh yeah, he starts talking about Beetlejuice randomly. I'm like, why are you talking about Beetlejuice? He's like, because Michael Keaton is Beetlejuice. And I was like, no freaking way. I had no idea.
Freaking way.
And then I just watched it for a second time before we did this podcast because I'm an overachiever. And now I can see Michael Keaton. He does amazing. He's so good in this movie. As much as Beetlejuice is cringe, he does a good job.
He's pretty cringe.
He's cringe. He's so chuggy.
I don't think that means what you think it means, me.
He has no res.
I actually haven't heard somebody say the word chuggy in a sentence before, other than like on TikTok. So that was very funny.
All I know is that chuggy is a millennial.
Yeah, basically a basic millennial.
All right. Well, I have prepared a magical mashup.
Magical mashup.
I can't wait.
I do not believe this.
As you guys know, there is one iconic song, one iconic scene in this movie. And I have prepared a parody of that song.
No, you did not.
I did. Are you ready? Are you ready for it?
Hold on. I need to prepare. Hold on.
Okay.
All right. I'm ready.
You put the hair in the polyjuice and you mix it all up. You put the hair in the polyjuice and mix it all up. You say, doctor, is there nothing I can take? You said, doctor, to relieve this belly ache. I said, doctor, I shouldn't have mixed them both together. I said, doctor, I think I'm growing feathers. It's because the lime and the coconut.
how to react to that.
I forgot. Doctor, ain't there nothing I could do? I said, doctor, why am I turning blue? You put the hair in the poly juice, you mix them all together. Because lime and the coconut. It's like the iconic song from the movie that we are sorting, right?
Sure. I don't think so.
Oh, shit. Is that Practical Magic? Fuck.
Is it?
Yeah, from Midnight Margaritas.
Yeah, it's definitely Practical Magic.
What's the song?
Michelle, what are you going to do next year?
What's the song from Beetlejuice?
Day-o.
Oh, like
Day-o.
Shay Nora?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right. I can do that real quick. Here we go. Shake, Hermione. Shake the wand around. Shake, Hermione. Shake the wand around. My girl's name is Hermione. I tell you, friends, my name's Ron. My girl's name is Hermione. And when she move her wand, all the girls say, hey, shake, Hermione.
It's still not even the right song.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. That's the end song. Nice try, though.
It's Day-o?
Yes.
Day-o.
Right, third time's a charm. Let's hear this one.
The banana boat song.
Yes, the banana boat.
That's what it says it's called.
Day-o, Day-o. Daylight come and me wanna go home. Okay, there you go. You got it.
Got it. Night-o. You say night-o. Nighttime come and we want to poke my dark mark.
Love it. Wow, we got 3 parodies for that one. Misha's the overachiever, actually.
Yeah, all she was doing was working on parodies all day.
I prepared a fantastic script for Practical Magic.
It's so weird because the top of the script said Beetlejuice.
So strange. And none of the characters in the sorting were from Practical Magic. I don't know. I could have sworn that you had assigned us all characters. In my mind, I knew who I was sorting and everything. It's strange.
That is so weird.
I know. But anyway, I did. That's my magical mashup.
And it was perfect. I love it so much. Thank you, Mish.
You're welcome.
I haven't laughed like that in a while. All right. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed our Beetlejuice episode. Don't forget to like us, rate us 5 stars, subscribe, share, comment, or whatever else you want to do to keep us going. Follow us on Instagram at sloppy.sortingthathat, Twitter at sloppysorting, and Facebook. Also, check out our TikTok at sloppysortingthat. Send us questions and suggestions. Until next time, stay sloppy.
Don't mind her. She's still upset about somebody dropping a house on her sister.
Is that from another one?
I lived through the Black Plague, and I had a pretty good time during that.
I'm the ghost with the most, babe.
It's showtime.
There's some things I still know for sure. No, I'm kidding.
Was that a Practical Magic
one? Yeah.